Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Friday, June 28th, one day after poor Joe Biden stumbled about as badly as anybody could have imagined. It was very difficult. Difficult to watch because, let's face it, you've got an 82-year-old man who has problems. There's just no question. We saw the problems. Everybody saw the problems. Now, there are some people who believe that he might be capable of bringing it back together again, and there could be another debate, which I doubt that Donald would even show up at. And by the way, I couldn't have been more wrong when I said that Donald would walk out of that thing, because little did he know what was going to happen. There's no way he was going to walk out of that mess, because he had the best thing going. He had Joe Biden just completely annihilated before Donald Trump even opened his mouth. I mean, Donald didn't have to say a word, because Joe didn't know what to say. He just didn't know. And, you know, we can sit here and try to figure out a million different reasons why he didn't know, but I think we all understand. He's 82 years old. And, you know, I've talked about, for example, Stephen Breyer, who retired from the Supreme Court 2 years ago at 83, and he's 85 right now, and he is perfectly capable of handling everything that he ever did before. He is right there cognitively, and that's not a problem. He's good. Other Supreme Court people who have left the court, 91 years old, John Paul Stevens, he was brilliant when he left, and 8 years later, when he died, he was still brilliant and had no problems. But you know what? Some people do have problems, and clearly, Joe Biden's got it, the trouble. But I want you to listen to Joe Biden this afternoon, and here we go. Play it for me, please, Joe.
I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Okay.
We're back with Michael.
So we do see that he is not completely gone. Obviously, he spoke there off the teleprompter, to be sure. But he spoke there very forcefully, very effectively. And in fact, Joe Biden is beloved among a group of people in this country, probably around 51-2%, with maybe 40% behind Donald Trump, a number that will never change. And wait till you see these polls. There are polls coming out. And I can tell you right now that there are people on our planet, not Trump's planet, our planet, people who are horrified by the whole Donald Trump situation. And I said long ago, and I'm talking about 2016, that I would vote personally for a ham sandwich before I would vote for Donald Trump. And there are many millions more than Donald has, because as we know, Donald lost the election. That is the vote in 2016. He lost the vote in 2020, and he'll lose the vote in 2024. And there's no question that what people will be asking now is, what's it going to look like at the Electoral College? That is the question. Donald absolutely has no majority support in this country. He is despised widely through this country, and for such good reasons. And part of those reasons are what I'm going to address today, which I have to tell you, CNN did such a great job of fact-checking Donald Trump in a way that I think, if you haven't heard it yet, you will see how great it is. But I'm going to add some things to it that I think will help you to even better understand why Donald hasn't got a chance to ever be president of the United States. It'll never happen. It's impossible. And you'll see why. Because there is going to be a campaign. Is it going to be a campaign with Joe Biden? Probably so, is what it looks like right now. Although, I have to also say that if it went the other way and we were looking at somebody like Gavin Newsom, that's possible. And Gavin Newsom, as an example, would destroy Donald Trump. I mean, he couldn't stand on the stage with Newsom. He'd have to run out of the room, as I suggested yesterday. And really, anybody would have forced Donald into that position except for Joe Biden, who, you know, you looked at him, I looked at him. He struggled mightily for an hour and a half trying to get the words out. Somebody says he's got a cold. Come on. It's more than that. It's more than a cold. He was struggling. It was very difficult for him. And I don't think there's any question. People in the Democratic Party who support Joe Biden, who love him, who trust what he has done for the country, and who actually believe, many of us, that he could easily be president again extremely effectively, believed and trusted by world leaders all across the planet. You know, that's one of the lies that Donald told yesterday, that the United States is the laughing stock and that everybody hates us and thinks we're horrible. And it's actually the complete opposite. Every other world leader they are scared. They are worried. They fear the possibility that Donald Trump could be president again and that this planet would be turned into chaos. But I have to say, that's not happening. It's just not. And there are people in the Democratic Party who are perfectly capable at this stage of stepping up and being elected president of the United States. One of them would be Gavin Newsom. One of them might well be Kamala Harris. But one that we know for sure could be elected tomorrow. Tomorrow, 4 months, whatever it is, there isn't any doubt Michelle Obama, if she wanted it, could be president. Now, the next question is, will the Democratic Party look at Michelle Obama and say, yes, she's the only one? Not that she's the only one who could win, but she's the only one who could win without a question. I mean, certainty. And when I say certainty, you know, the polling on Michelle Obama, just herself alone, 57% favorable, 27% unfavorable. There's nobody in American politics with those numbers? Nobody. Donald's still below zero. I mean, you know, he's got a negative. Joe Biden, of course, negative. There are some negative people out here. Even Gavin Newsom was slightly negative, although it also turned out that half the population doesn't even know who he is. So that's part of the issue. You give him a campaign, and I think you're going to see a completely different world. But we don't know yet. So that's something that we're just going to have to wait on. But one thing we do know, we know what Donald Trump is. And Joe Biden has been at least able to say what that is. And he pointed out this is a man who is a convicted felon, who raped a woman, and who defrauded the state of New York and has been both convicted and adjudicated of all these things by courts with juries. This man is in serious trouble. But it's a different kind of trouble than Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is loved. Now, yeah, sure, there are people out there talking about, you know, let's go Brandon and all that other silliness. But that is a small portion of this country. It is a sub-planet within our planet. Because when you hear the lies that were told by Trump yesterday, which, I mean, I watched it with a whole group of people who were horrified by what happened. I mean, these were all Biden supporters, and they were horrified because they thought, well, how can this be, and how could this person ever be president? What are we going to do? And while we were all listening to this, I sat there and heard every one of these lies as they were told, and I thought to myself, poor Joe, he is so messed up that he cannot address one of them, and he didn't. He had no ability to do it, and even the moderators, simply because of the rules that were set, and they followed the rules because, you know, there are people in the media who follow the rules. If they set rules, they follow them. And CNN's very highly regarded anchors followed the rules. But we're going to go through some of these and talk about them. And then when I get through with all this, we're also going to talk about one of the most important Supreme Court cases that came down today, and that's called Loper Bright. And the Loper Bright case, which I've talked about for some time, I've talked about it for over a year, and I knew that we were coming to this. And so we're gonna talk about that, because you have no idea if unless you're a Supreme Court aficionado, unless you are, I can tell you right now that you don't know what happened to the country today, because the country of the United States of America completely changed today because of Loper Bright. Hardly anybody's even talking about it. Most people don't even know what it means or what it is. We're going to talk about it. It's very important. It has changed the way this country will operate. It doesn't matter if you have Gavin Newsom or Joe Biden or Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris. It doesn't matter who it is. Governor Shapiro from Pennsylvania is another one that's being talked about. All of these people, it doesn't matter. The Supreme Court has changed the United States in a way that, well, when you see it, when it hits you, you're not going to be happy. But you're going to find out all about it and thank Donald Trump for it. And I can tell you, it is insanity. But we'll get to that in a bit. So let's start off with, and I'm just going to go in the order that CNN did with regard to the lies that Donald Trump told yesterday. And there's some good ones here. First of all, here's a good one. Democratic states allow the execution of children after they're born. Did you hear that? Do you know that is so false. First of all, it has never happened. Not a little bit. Never. Do you understand that's murder? We don't do that. No one does it. There is nobody who delivers a child and then murders it with the support of the state. It just doesn't happen. That is not an abortion. That is murder. We don't allow it. So that's just obvious. I mean, if you listened to the debate last night and you were on that other planet, you probably heard that and thought, well, gee, Donald, what a good job you did. You brought out how abortion is being committed by people who are Democrats because Democrats kill kids. Well, they don't. And if they do, then it's murder and they end up in a courtroom. Okay, so that's number one. And you know what? How easy would it have been for Joe Biden to respond to that? But he couldn't. He couldn't because he's got a problem. It's a problem that has to do with cognitive abilities. It's not something to laugh at. It's not something to mock. People who have relatives in their families who have gone downhill because they can't think anymore. They don't even know who they are. Do you think that's funny? I mean, Donald did. And I guess, you know, there's a little portion of the party that supports him. Maybe it's probably a third of the country, which is sad. But they think that's funny. They think it's funny when somebody in their family has dementia. Is that what they think? I'm going to bet maybe no. But they think it's funny when somebody in your family has it. Okay. And see, again, Biden could have done this last night. He just didn't. He couldn't. Okay. Number two. Every legal scholar, check it. He said this last night. Every legal scholar in the United States wanted Roe versus Wade overturned and sent back to the states. Now, I don't care what side of abortion you're on. It's not true. It doesn't matter. This is not a matter of supporting abortion or not. This is just a matter of a statement that is just false. It's just not true. So just forget that one. It's not true. You could find many scholars who thought that was a horrible decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and send this back to the states. And we talked yesterday about the Idaho case and women with their water breaking and the dangers of not being able to get emergency care. We talked about all that yesterday. Again, if Joe Biden had said any of that to the country, imagine the impact. But he couldn't do it. Number three, the United States has the biggest budget deficit ever. And the answer, of course, is false. The biggest budget deficit ever was under Donald Trump in the year 2020. It's just a fact. I mean, go look it up. It's just not true. Number four, we have the biggest trade deficit ever with China today. Well, false. It's not true. The biggest deficit with China ever was in 2018 under Trump. Today, it's below that. But guess what? Don't be so sure that having a trade deficit is a bad thing. I'm not going to go into all this today because it's really not, and certainly not necessarily, and it may actually be to our advantage. Like I said, I'm not going to do this because it's too complicated and takes up too much time. And people don't even understand the economics of all of this. But I will tell you that the dollar is extremely strong, which that's another one of the lies. Donald says the dollar is collapsing. Well, it's the opposite. And that's provable so easily. All you got to do is go into the market and take a look. The dollar's up. It's not down. Period. End of discussion. Number five, Biden gets his personal money from China. China pays Biden. That is so stupid. It's ridiculous. And there isn't a scintilla of evidence that that has ever happened. Not ever. Number six, Iran did not fund terrorists under Trump. And the answer is, yes, they did. I mean, it's total evidence of this. Now, I've talked about this on the air, and I'm not going to go into a lengthy discussion about it, but Iran was not the country giving the money to Hamas prior to their incursion into Israel. That money was being funded by Qatar. And how do we know? Because Qatar went to Netanyahu, who was well aware of this, because this was some theory that Netanyahu had, that if Qatar funded this money over to Hamas, that they would be under control, which turns out, of course, not to be true. It was a dumb idea. And anyway, Qatar asked Netanyahu right before the attack, should we continue? Netanyahu said, yes, continue. So forget Iran. I mean, Donald's lost in space. He has no idea what he's talking about. Never has. Number seven, Biden wants to quadruple taxes of the people of the United States. Just not true. There is no proposal for anything like that. In fact, we know that he has said repeatedly that the only increase in taxes would be for people earning over $400,000 per year. Other than that, no. And then, of course, very wealthy and corporations that are making billions would pay taxes like everybody else. So anyway, false. Number eight, the United States has provided more aid to Ukraine than the rest of Europe. Absolutely false. It's the opposite. Europe has provided more aid to Ukraine than the United States. And then the next point, which is right along the same lines, is Trump said that the United States had given $200 billion to Ukraine. And actually, the real number, it's not even true. The real number is $110 billion. Wrong again. Trump hasn't gotten anything right. And I've always said this. Anything that comes out of his mouth, it's a lie. Okay. Number 10. 18 or 19 million people crossed the border, the southern border. Well, actually, millions less. Millions less. Not even close. It's just not true. But you know, if you've listened to me, and I'm just going to say it again, I mean, I would let them all in. Let them in and send the high school kids down there. Send a million high school kids, Peace Corps kind of thing. Joe did mention a Peace Corps operation, but he couldn't really identify what he was even talking about, unfortunately for him. But that's a way that we could really fix the border. And furthermore, and I'm not going to, again, spend a lot of time on this, but I might another day. There is an article that I put on my website at talkstl.net. talkstl.net. So you go there, and then there's a section that you click that says reading room. You go to the reading room and you scroll down a little bit, and you're going to find an article that talks all about migrant crime in the United States. This is a peer-reviewed university article, and it is 100% correct with all of the citations in it that allow you to go and see what the truth is and where you can find the details. It's all in there. And the bottom line is migrants who come to the United States commit less crimes than any other group in the United States. They do almost nothing to create trouble. Now, you can go find somebody who did, of course. Well, you can do that anytime with any group. I don't care who it is. You can find somebody that's committed a crime. But understand this. Migrant crime is at the bottom of all crime committed in the United States. The very bottom. It's just a fact. Okay, let's see. Oh, Trump said that there had been no terrorist attacks during his presidency. None. Because everybody's afraid of him. Wrong. There were four terrorist attacks, at least, that occurred during his presidency. And no, they weren't the level of knocking down the World Trade Center. But you know what? You can't think of one in Biden's administration that's the equivalent of knocking down the World Trade Center. So get off of all this. It's just not true. He's making it up. We already talked about Iran didn't fund terrorists during his presidency. We already said they did. Okay, Pelosi. Trump said that Nancy Pelosi turned down the offer of 10,000 National Guard troops that he wanted to send to stop the insurrection in the Capitol. Are you kidding me? Where did that come from? Nancy Pelosi said today, no way did she say such a thing. And it wasn't true. She didn't turn it down. And that was the next thing, that she not only turned it down, but that she is now taking responsibility for it and explaining to everybody that it was she who caused the trouble on January 6th, not Trump. Come on. I mean, why would anybody even listen to this? It is so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. It's all false. Okay. Immigrants who come to the United States, they are provided by Joe Biden with jobs, and they are put up in luxury hotels. Now, if you were listening to this, my question is, did you believe that? Because it's completely untrue. It's not even true for one. There's not an immigrant that comes to the United States and is handed a job by Joe Biden and then put up in a luxury hotel. Nothing like it. It's not even remotely true. Trump said he provided the National Guard to Minneapolis in 2020 in order to put down the rioters, protesters who got out of control for sure, and that the National Guard was sent by him to stop the riot in Minneapolis. And you're probably going to say, well, maybe that was true. No, it was not true. The National Guard was requested and provided by the governor of Minnesota, not by Donald Trump. He just lies. He just lies. Well, number 17, fraud in the 2020 election. We've done all this. That's just not true. Everybody says it's not true. The Secretary of State all over the United States say it's not true. It's not true. There's almost no fraud. Almost none. Number 18, NATO was going out of business before Donald Trump became president, and Trump revived NATO by forcing them to pay the appropriate 2% that they had promised. 100%, absolutely false. Just false. NATO wasn't going out of business in any way. And of course, it's been resurrected by Joe Biden and increased from 28 countries to 32, with the last two being Finland and Sweden, countries with the strongest militaries in the world. I mean, it's just nonsense. The man is nuts. He's got serious, serious problems. Now, I could probably help him solve some of those problems if he would just go for dinner. He could go to dinner at Wendy's, and he would be a very happy man. He could, you know, fill his stomach up with and he's got a pretty big one there too. He could fill it with wings, and he could just keep downing those wings, which is a good thing. I mean, really, I've never heard him say he likes wings, but, you know, he's got a few pounds on him, and I'm sure he's eaten his share of wings, and that's a good thing for Wendy's. I don't know about Trump. Anyway, Wendy's has got those wings. It's got great smoked meats. They've got terrific hamburgers and cheeseburgers, salads, great pizza. And then, of course, my favorite, the baby back ribs and the onion rings. Now, I love them. I didn't say they're healthy. I mean, they, you know, sort of are. The protein's good and, you know, onion rings are onion rings. But the bottom line is Wendy's food is phenomenal. You will love it. And especially if you're not a crazy, weird eater like I am, you'll really love it. But even I have things that I can eat at Wendy's. Everybody does. So go to Wendy's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. Get all that great food. And then, you know, maybe you're not tired. So you just get in your car and you drive off to Defiance. And it'll take you a little bit to get there. And once you get there, then you can have another meal. Same thing. It's all the same great food. Wendy's in Chesterfield Valley. Wendy's in Defiance on 2999 South Highway 94. We love Wendy's. Okay. How about jewelry? So if you go to Jewels on Hampton, you simply go to 4506 Hampton. Got a knock on the door. They'll let you in. And you'll find Al and AJ and a whole bunch of great people working there. And they'll take you through the store. You'll see all their jewelry that they have in inventory. They've got all these cases filled with jewelry. And I mean bunches of cases. And then if you want something designed a certain way, they'll do that for you. If you want things designed using their creativity, you can do that. Whatever it is you want, they'll do it at Jewels on Hampton with having to do with jewelry. They will buy and sell jewels and coins as well. And on top of all of that, you know, it takes so long to go through the place. You know, when you're walking out, you're going to look at your watch. And if your watch isn't working, which, you know, eventually your watch won't work. And when it doesn't, you're at the right place because Jewels on Hampton will fix your watch. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton in St. Louis. Now, when it comes to great men's clothing, you know, for me, it is 100% the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. They have been there for 29 years. They have supported every kind of broadcasting that I have ever done with my partner, Onion Horton, and some others. They love good broadcasting, and they also love great people that come in and buy their suits. And I've said before, many very famous people go to the St. Louis Suit Company to buy suits. And these days, it's more than just suits. You know, a lot of people are buying these sport coats and, of course, nice shirts and ties. But get this, the ties, as we all know, are $5 at the St. Louis Suit Company, and they're beautiful and they're silk and they are the same ties you could buy anywhere for $30, $40, $50, but you buy them at the St. Louis Suit Company for $5. And everybody I show my ties, they all say the same thing. You're kidding. Really? How do I get there? So, yes, how do you get there? They're the corner of Central and Forsyth in Clayton. Great time to buy overcoats because, you know, maybe last year's overcoats, but at a great price. You think they're not nice? Nah, they're beautiful. New ones are coming. You want to pay more? You can pay more. They're all good. Everything at the St. Louis Suit Company. And when it comes to weddings, they're the best in town. Everybody knows that wedding attire is best bought at the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. Go there and come back and talk to me about it because I can tell you, you will love their clothes. Okay, so we got a few more lies to hit here. Donald was real good yesterday. He just kept lying. United States paid 100% of NATO before Trump took office. Okay? Except the problem is the number was actually 71%. He just can't tell the truth. Ever. Just a simple number. He can't tell you. He just makes it up. Trump says he lowered insulin prices and that Biden is lying because Biden says he lowered insulin prices. Well, it's actually sort of half true, quarter true, 5% true. Trump lowered a couple of insulin prices. And then when Joe Biden came in, he lowered it for a gigantic portion of seniors. But Trump lies and says he did it. Number 21. This is a good one. Biden indicted Trump. You know, this is the United States of America. Does anybody know how you get indicted here? You can be indicted by a prosecutor. You can be indicted by the grand jury. And actually, it was the grand jury that heard all the cases against Trump, all four. And then the grand jury in each case indicted him. Period. So he's lying again. Okay, here's one. The United States sells no cars in Europe. First of all, that's insane. And second of all, it is a complete lie. It's just not true. We sell lots of cars in Europe. He makes it up. How about this one? I love this one. It's one of my favorites. I spent a long time on this the other day. Trump says that food prices have quadrupled under Donald Trump. Nah, that's not true. And in fact, not only is it not true, but if you go to any newspaper today or to the government website where all of this was announced this morning, the personal consumption index, which is the one that is favored by the Federal Reserve that measures inflation, it came in this month at 2.6% for the last 12 months. Did you hear that? 2.6. The Fed would like to get it down to 2, but right now it's at 2.6%. And for the month of May, prices were 100% flat. There was no inflation whatsoever. Didn't even go up 0.1. It went up 0, which brought that number down to 2.6 for the last 12 months. Donald makes it up. He just makes it up. Okay. The Atlantic Magazine, not Donald Trump. No, I'm sorry, not Joe Biden. The Atlantic Magazine reported, based on its investigations, its reports, its interviews, the Atlantic Magazine, which is one of the best and most famous in the United States, I certainly subscribe to it. They wrote an article which reported that Donald Trump was calling military people who go to war suckers and losers. And then it was corroborated by one of Donald Trump's generals, who Donald Trump then fired. But the Atlantic magazine did numerous interviews, and lots of people came forward and said, yes, we heard it. And believe me, these journalistic operations, they don't play. They make sure that things are corroborated before they print them. And if they print something that's not corroborated, they come back and tell on themselves when it gets done accidentally. They don't mess around. The Atlantic published this. This was not something made up by Joe Biden. Of course, Joe Biden wasn't going to apologize. It wasn't even his story. Number 25. Biden called black people super predators. No, he did make a comment about predators back in the 1990s, but it wasn't aimed at black people. And let me say this. If somebody heard the comment and took it as Joe Biden saying negative things about black people, I can tell you right now, it was, first of all, in their head, and secondly, black leaders across this country deny it vehemently and support Joe Biden. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't care who is running for the Democrats when we get to the election. I don't care who it is. Newsom, Shapiro, Michelle Obama. I don't care. Kamala. I don't care who it is. Black voters, even if it's Biden, it's going to be 8%. You watch, 8%. That's it. That's the number, and that's what it'll be. But that one's just me, so we'll see. Trump says that his tax cut was the largest in history. Not true. Just not true. China stopped buying from Iran when Donald Trump became president. Absolutely not true. Made up. It's just made up. Number 28, Trump created the Veterans Choice Program, and Donald and Biden was eliminating it. Well, first of all, Biden wasn't eliminating it. It's there in place right now. And it was actually created by Obama in 2014. Again, Donald just lies. He just makes it up. Just makes it up. Yeah, just the Biden got rid of the program. No, the program's there. I mean, it's a simple program. It's a good program. Veterans who can't get help through the VA because of delays, not enough doctors, whatever it is, are able to go and get help, medical help, from the private sector. Started by Obama, maintained by Joe Biden. It's right there today. Donald said it doesn't exist anymore. It was a lie. Just a lie. Now, here's a good one. And this is really very, very serious. And we all heard Donald say this last night. He said that he talked to Putin and that Putin told him that his dream was to take over Ukraine and to take over much of Europe that had been under the control of the Russian Empire, USSR. Well, if he had that conversation, if he did, the next question is, why didn't he tell somebody? You got to be kidding. That he was told by Putin that he was going to try to take over Europe, and Trump just said, okay, see you later. Take them over. go through Europe, get back the USSR. It's all yours. No. Who does he work for? Who does Trump work for? Who did he work for? For 4 years, he was president of the United States, and he kept that information to himself? He was told what Putin was planning to do, and he just ignored the whole thing? Well, listen, read the Mueller report and you'll understand. Russia, Russia, Russia? Yes, it is true. It's all identified in that report. Read it and understand what Donald Trump has been doing with Russia. And last night, he admitted it. He told the world. But poor Joe Biden, in such bad shape. I don't understand. I don't know. He says he had a cold. I doubt it. Or maybe he had a cold. He sounded like he had a cold. But is that why he couldn't handle last night? I doubt that. I mean, I think if I had a cold, I don't care how sick I would be, I could get up there and I could debate Donald Trump with no trouble. That man could be destroyed by anybody good. I mean, if you know what you're doing, if you have facts at your fingertips, if you know what's a lie and what's not, you could destroy that man in 10 seconds. And that's why I always said that he'd run out of the studio with his hair on fire, because he'd be eviscerated. Of course, Joe Biden couldn't do it. So that's where we are right now, trying to figure out what we're going to do about that. That is the Democratic Party. So Trump says he's the greatest president in the history of the United States. And Joe Biden at least grabbed onto this one. And Joe Biden told the 100% truth. I've reported this on the air before. There are over 150 scholars. But see, Joe Biden didn't really tell the story correctly. This wasn't just 150 scholars who signed a paper and said that Donald Trump was the worst president in the history of the United States. That's not it at all. Get this story correct. There were over 150 scholars, and every year they analyze all of the presidents going back to George Washington, and they evaluate what they did and what the new current president has done, and then they set up the levels of who they believe are the best and the worst. And I can tell you right now that this group, which is the group that always reports on this, this is not like just they did it once. They report on this all the time. And in their latest report, they said that Donald Trump was the worst president in the history of the United States. Now, I understand you think 150 scholars are idiots, and that's okay. If you do, that's your business. But at least understand that this group of 150 that's been picking the best and the worst forever, they have said that Donald Trump is the worst. And they had put Joe Biden somewhere around 14 or 15, and they had Obama up there pretty good on those numbers too. And those numbers change over time. New scholars, you know, are added, and some are, you know, they either quit or they die or whatever. I don't know. But I can tell you right now that that list of scholars, you'll find it on Google. Just go Google it. You'll find it. And they tell this story all the time. They tell who they think are the best and the worst. And Donald Trump, the worst. So that's one point in all of this, is here's the thing. Trump says that he's been identified as the best president in the history of the United States. By who? Okay. So that's all the lies. There are actually 31 lies in there, and I went through all of them. And they're worth really taking a look at. And it's really not even good enough to just read the list from CNN. It's all CNN's research. But the best part about it is that there are things that go along with each of these that should be understood and that I just identified for you. Let me also make a comment about Claire McCaskill. You know, Claire McCaskill wasn't very supportive of Joe Biden this morning on Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough was not. I mean, Joe Scarborough said that he thinks that, that Biden is a great president. He loves Joe Biden, thinks Joe Biden is a fabulous person, and he really has the greatest respect for Biden. But he said that he doesn't think Biden is capable of selling his candidacy to the United States at this point. And that as a result of that, that the Democratic Party needs to go out and find somebody that they can put in that position that can compete with the insanity of a psychopathic maniac. So that's what Scarborough said. But see, Claire had some comments about Biden that, I mean, she wasn't negative. She wasn't like she doesn't like him or something. But here's why I didn't like it. In the first place, I've been on the radio with Claire here in St. Louis, and this goes back a number of years, and we had a nice disagreement over Ted Kennedy, and she, at the time, a Democrat who was going to get elected to all these different positions and was elected to some at the time, she was against Ted Kennedy. I always thought that was interesting. However, the real story on her is what she did to Bob Holden. And if you go back, you know, by now you may have forgotten, but Bob Holden was the governor of Missouri, and Claire went after him, and she ripped him up, and she took him out. She did. She knocked him out of that office. She won the primary. And then she went on to lose to Matt Blunt. But, you know, the whole point was, why was she messing with Bob Holden? Bob Holden was a very good governor, very nice person. He was the governor. I mean, you know, she just jumped up and tried to grab a position, which very inappropriate to do. You know, at this point, if somebody jumped up and wanted to take over the presidency from Joe Biden, at least that would be understood, trying to help the country, for sure. But what she did to Bob Holden was really pretty despicable. And I never liked it at the time, and I don't like it now. And so I've always had a problem with Claire. She's not like the great liberal of all time in Missouri. She's a liberal. She sees herself as one. I mean, she's a moderate liberal. She's a center-right liberal. She's no great shake for me. I can just tell you that right now. So, Claire, knock it off. Go tell somebody else. Okay, so now I'm going to finish this up by clarifying what the Supreme Court did today, because they did a number on this country that will not be forgotten for a very long time. They changed the United States of America completely. The government is no longer the government that you thought it was, and you might love this. You might think this is the best thing that ever happened. But actually, you know, the experts pretty much believe that this is absolute stupidity, and this fits into Donald and his Project 25 lunacy, and this is just not good. The name of the case, the court case, is Loper Bright, and it overturned a 40-year precedent. In this case, that precedent is known as the Chevron deference. I've talked about this on the air. Chevron deference is very simple. I teach this to all my kids at school because this is so important to understand how our government works, or at least how it used to work. Chevron deference is this. In 1984, and by the way, remember that as part of this overthrowing of Chevron deference, Neil Gorsuch is one of the justices who voted to throw it out. Ironically, it was his mother, Ann Gorsuch, who began this whole thing in the first place back in 1984. She was the head of the EPA. And she brought a case to the Supreme Court. And this case, which set the precedent for how our government officially worked, allows the various agencies to decide what the meaning of a law is that is passed by Congress when there's no clarity related to that law. So if Congress passes a law to do anything, to operate the IRS, and they don't clarify exactly how they want all of this to happen, and then there's a question that comes up about how the IRS should operate within this law that's set up by Congress, well, the IRS actually has the right as the agency to make the decision. They decide how this works. And this has been, it operated like this in the United States even before Chevron deference, but it really became official under this new decision in 1984. This has been reversed. So now the agencies don't have any authority. The authority is now at the court. So every question about whether a law is operating properly according to the desires of Congress now has to go to the courts, and the courts will decide what's right and what's wrong. And again, I'm going to give you the example that I use with everybody because people sort of really relate to this very well. Back when 5G became the way our cell phones worked, the Federal Communications Commission was in charge of setting up 5G. It's just the FCC's area, communication. They set up these towers. And the problem was is some of these towers were being set up next to airports. So if they're set up next to airports, well, who do you want to decide what to do about towers that might send out signals that could interfere with the airplanes which are being controlled from the towers? Because you don't want airplanes falling out of the sky because the 5G towers are sending out signals that are blocking the instructions to the airplanes. So what do? You take the FCC and the FAA, which are experts in their areas, experts in communications in the towers, experts in deciding how airplanes should be instructed properly how to land so that the planes aren't all falling out of the sky. FCC and FAA get together. They find a way to do this so as not to create any problems for anybody, so that the 5G people get to have their proper connections to the phones, to the cell phones, and the airplanes get their instructions from the towers. Sounds like it's very sensible to me. But anyway, that's over. Forget it. Now some court has to decide. And what do you think the chances are that the 9 members of the Supreme Court, as an example, are experts in communications and FAA instructions to the towers, which allow airplanes to land properly? And the answer is, come on, you know they don't know. These are judges. They don't know. That's not where you want the decisions made. This country has got a problem in front of it. And how they're going to solve this problem, I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, what the Supreme Court did was insanity. Thank you, Donald. Good work, as usual. You have no idea what you're doing. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can get clothes at the St. Louis Suit Company. You can get dinner at Wendy's, and you can get jewelry at Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. Right now, I'm headed out of here. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.